is 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
I'm Gene Purcell, filling in today for Veronica Rickert. Coming up, what do young people want from downtown areas? As millennials increasingly move to urban areas, we'll hear how Wisconsin cities are trying to make their downtowns more attractive.
First, 2014 has been an interesting year for video gaming on and off the screen. More and more people are turning to gaming as a hobby on traditional consoles or smartphones and tablets. And in part because of that, gaming is attracting a more diverse audience than ever before.
But according to our next guest, the games themselves aren't keeping up with those changes. She says that, by and large, games and video game characters suffer from a lack of diversity, and that is a problem. Now she's speaking out about underrepresentation in games, and it comes at a time where challenges to the gaming status quo are often met with a hostile reaction or even worse.
Joining us now is Tanya DePass. She's a gamer and creator of the I Need Diverse Games hashtag and Tumblr blog. Tanya, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thank you very much for having me back.
So this all started with a tweet from you, snowballed into a full-blown social media campaign. Why did you think it was important to tackle this issue?
Well, the tweet literally was, I was angry about video games at 6 in the morning, and it gained traction, and I just ran with it. I mean, it must have struck a nerve. I was witty and on point at the right time, and it's just been going on ever since early October.
So we touched on it a bit in the setup there, but why do you think we need more diverse games, more diverse characters in games?
Because representation matters. I mean, there's a lot of empirical data to show that not seeing yourself reflected in your media affects you. And it would be nice to be able to go out and buy a game and see myself reflected in the character, not just, you know, an NPC that gets shot or killed or, you know, is a villain, but a protagonist. It'd be nice to see myself reflected in a game where I can go save the world, go save the universe, and not have the same few games recycled as, oh, but you have this game. You have, you know, Mass Effect 3 or Beyond Good and Evil to choose from. We need to keep up representation and not have it be such a big deal that, you know, it makes the news. I would like it not to have to be a hashtag or something where people have to go, but this doesn't exist. There's not enough of it.
Well, when we turn on the, I guess, the prototypical video game in most genres, who does our protagonist look like? Who do we look like on the screen when we play that game?
Well, with the exception of games where you can create your own character and give them a bit of personality, you get the same kind of cookie-cutter, scruffy, you know, angry dude protagonist. And there's always someone who's died or will die that fuels their kind of revenge plot. It's the same storytelling, and it's getting, you know, it's getting old. I would like to see stories where, you know, it's set on an alien world, and it's not about revenge fantasy. It's not about a power fantasy. It's about a story. And that doesn't mean that there can't be violence or, you know, a need for that, but that shouldn't be the be-all, end-all of the game.
Well, I guess for
you get the same... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I guess from the perspective of a video game designer or company, these kind of games keep selling. They've got an audience that wants to look like that in the game and will keep paying money for it. What is their incentive to change the way they do things?
I mean, the incentive has to come from the consumer. As long as people keep buying the games, some things may not change. But again, there's data to show that saying that, oh, a game with a female lead or a person of color lead just won't sell isn't true. I mean, look at Lara Croft. Look at that franchise. If that was the case, it wouldn't be getting remakes and new games into 2014 and 2015.
So when video games...
You know, people want
to... Sorry, when video games do include diverse characters, are developers getting those characters right? Or are there times when you see that diverse character and maybe wish that person wasn't there because of the way it ends up being treated?
Yes. You know, as much as I give kudos to BioWare... There are times that there are characters where you just go, you really didn't do a lot of research into it. Or, you know, with the latest Dragon Age that came out, Chromesius Eklasi, or Krem, as a lot of fans call him, is great trans representation. But I personally have issues with the character Vivian because, you know, for a unmistakably Black female character, there's a lot of baggage that comes with her that, you know, I think they kind of fell down on.
Well, now, are there examples you'd point to where you'd say, hey, a major game developer, or even maybe an independent one, really got things right? This is one you'd point toward as an example for maybe others to either emulate or be inspired by.
Definitely Minority Media, Popo and Yo, and Spirits of the Spring. They are amazing. You know, they're really good games. They're games that, you know, also invoke a sense of empathy, which is really important, which I don't think a lot of games do. You know, I do have to give kudos to BioWare, even though I just talked about them. You know, Mass Effect 3, where you could have same-sex romances, and they didn't buckle to pressure to take it out of the game or, you know, kind of retract that after the fact. I'm trying to think of other games that do these things very well. You know, Skyrim, other games where you can have same-sex marriage. I'm not really big into Warcraft, but it seems like it does have good representation as well.
Now, this social media movement comes at a time where there's been some, it's been kind of rocky in the gaming world. Challenges to the gaming status quo have been met with anger, harassment, threats, a lot of it related to the Gamergate movement that we've talked about on this show. How has this message been received in this context? What kind of response are you getting?
Luckily, it's been a very positive response. That's mostly in part to having block tools on Twitter, thanks to a friend of mine who called me at work once the tag started trending. I mean, there has been some negative tweets. There have been some kind of trolling in the tag, both on Tumblr and on Twitter. But at the end of the day, I can't give them my energy or my attention because they'll just detract from it. You know, the tag was hours old before people were trying to kind of glom onto it and claim that, oh, we're diverse, we're not your shield, et cetera, when there was no connection to Gamergate at all when I threw the tag out there.
So a lot of attention gets focused on issues of diversity and representation on, you know, consumer media outlets, like, you know, TV, movies, sometimes the comics and graphic novels. Why is it important that we focus on video games in particular, something that maybe people outside the community might not be aware of this issue at all?
Because gaming is another form of media, you know, and to disagree with the late Roger Ebert, I do believe they are an art form, and as an art form that they should be able to stand to critique. Because not everyone, you know, gets their media fix from movies and TV, or they get all of the above. And if I'm going to drop 60, 70 or more on a video game, it would be nice to see that representation. And that being said, it shouldn't be tokenism, which I think a lot of people are confusing the issue for. You know, they'll take it to one extreme of, well, I guess every character has to be a woman or black or disabled or LGBT. It's just representing the diversity that already exists in the world and not making it about tokenism. And for someone who isn't into gaming to see this, you know, maybe it'll spark their interest. Maybe they'll pick up a controller or, you know, grab a bag of dice and get back into D&D if they hadn't touched it since they were a teenager.
Well, if I were to form a stereotype of a person who's a gamer, I might think of somebody like myself, anywhere from the 12 to mid-40s age range, white male. I'm super into games. But how diverse is the gaming audience in reality?
In reality, it's very diverse. I mean, majority of the people I know and met through gaming are women. A lot of them are women of color, LGBT folks. Yes, the straight white gamer dude stereotype is there and it exists. However, it is not the be-all, end-all. That is not all you will see. I mean, if you go to a game store, you're not going to usually see just white dudes, at least the game store I go to. I can't speak for every single game store out there, but I think the reality is not reflected in the media.
Well, Tanya, thank you so much for joining us. Hope we can talk to you about related issues in the future.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back. And please, anytime you'd like me to come on and talk about these issues, I'd be very happy to come back.
That's Tanya DePass. She's creator of the I Need Diverse Games hashtag.